Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
Now, our guest today is a friend of mine. Interesting, not only is she a friend of ours, she has the same birthday. Her name is Joyce Keller. And you've been a guest on Oprah. You've been a guest, you've had the longest running radio show for sidekicks. Am I right?
Yes, 100. I'm enjoying this very much, Jonathan. Don't stop.
Keep going, Johnny.
Okay. And you've written, 100 books. You've written. And
10, not 100.
10 books.
And
10 you've been
is
on
a
Oprah,
lot.
And you've been, so when you do. I mean, just out of curiosity, I mean, you know, I think you told me a story last time that you were on that you read for your kindergarten teacher or something. Is that true?
Yeah, I was in trouble right away. The first day of school, my mother had warned me. She said, don't do it. Don't do anything psychic. Just go to school, first day in kindergarten, behave yourself. Don't speak to anyone. Move the blocks around, whatever they want you to do, little table, little chairs, and then come home. Don't speak. Well, that wasn't such a great idea because as soon as I sat down, of course, first day of school, all the kids are running and screaming. The teacher's tearing her hair out. So she said to me, I said to the teacher, I have to speak with you. I have a message for you. Is it okay if I tell the story, Jonathan, of what happened?
Yeah. Oh, my
right,
God.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on bated breath here.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Barbara. So I had the psychic impression that this school teacher, Ms. Harris, had to go home immediately because her mother was very sick. I could see her mother going into an ambulance, and the mother was clutching her chest and calling out for her daughter. So I raised my hand, and I asked Ms. Harris to come over. I said, I really have to speak with you. And she said, look, I don't care what you have to say. It's the first day of kindergarten. Don't speak for the whole rest of the year or you're going to be in big trouble. She said, tell me quickly, what did you want me to say? What do you want to say? I said, well, you have to go home now because your mommy's very sick. And she said, if you speak the whole rest of your life, you know, you're in trouble forever. So I said, all right, but you really should go home. So she went on and she gave me a couple of dirty looks and, you know, that was it. But the second day of kindergarten, I didn't even want to go back because I was terrified of this woman. But the second day she came over to me and she knelt down by my side. And she said to me, she took my hand, so I knew I was in trouble right away. And she said, remember yesterday you told me to go home because my mother was sick? I sort of nodded. I don't even know what I said to her. She said, at that precise moment, my mother had a heart attack and was going into an ambulance and calling my name. So I just shrugged my shoulders, you know. I said, well, what can I say? And then she said, how did you know that? And I said, I don't know. I'm only five. I'm 5 years old. I don't know. I don't know anything. And thinking, you know, I should have listened to my mother and never said anything. Then she said to me, she took my hand and she said, am I ever getting married? That was my first request for a reading. Am I getting married? That's what everyone asked.
Everyone that is asked. Hilarious.
Yeah,
do you remember what you told her?
Wow. I was so terrified. You know, five-year-olds are not the best communicators. So
right.
I just sat there. I said nothing. I just put my – you know how you put your shoulders up to your ears and you hope the person will go away? That's how I felt. And I said, maybe she'll go away and she won't ask me any more questions. So she said, well, if you have an answer, tell me if and when you have an answer. So I never told.
But at least it made her nice to you for the rest of the year, I hope.
Well, at least she didn't have me expelled or thrown out or whatever she had in mind the first day. But
you're only five years old. That's amazing, though. I mean, you were so in tune at such an early age.
But, Barbara, everybody's psychic. And my mother was so psychic. My mother was a great medium. So every day when I got up in the morning, my mother would say, come over here. My mother couldn't walk. She was handicapped. So she would say, come and sit on my bed and tell me what you dreamt last night and we'll interpret your dreams. and we'll do handwriting analysis, and we'll do palmistry. And I'm thinking to myself, Mom, I'm only three. But my mother had three children, or three of us, and she recognized that I was the most agreeable. My brother and sister ran the other way. But for me, I was wide open and ready. So she took advantage of that. She said, no, you're going to be very, very successful. And I said, oh, Ma, you know, I don't think this is something I want to do. She said, tell me what you dreamt last night. So that's how we started. And for me, it seemed very natural. My mother passed away a few years ago, but she's in communication.
Your father?
She did something. Pardon me?
I
lost both of my parents. They're both gone. But you know what? I have so much communication with them. And my mother did something extremely funny last night. May I share with you what she did? Now, she passed away.
Right.
She passed away 20 years ago, something like that. And she always had a great sense of humor. But when I was growing up, I always had little white shoes, you know, kids have little, and then when I was older, I had saddle shoes and brown and white. She always needed white shoe polish to polish. She always polished my shoes, excuse me, and she used to write messages on, she wrote messages on the bottom of my shoes. Like she said, I love you.
That's so
anyway,
sweet.
Yeah, I had
nice
a good mother.
Mom.
So she, I guess it was last night, as I was falling asleep, I had such a strong smell of Griffin's white shoe polish. And people get roses, you know, you get a smell of flowers. No, my mother gave me such an overwhelming smell of Griffin, which is no longer even sold anywhere because, you know, so many years, shoe polish. And it's the smell of shoe polish was so amazing. So spirits communicate with us so many different ways, and you have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. It can be subtle. But,
so pay attention.
Oh.
Just pay attention to something that's maybe different or your dreams. How do we try to remember our dreams? Is there a way we can tune in to tell ourselves, when I wake up, I want to remember what I dreamt?
Yes, that's the first thing, Barbara. That's very good. The main thing is you keep a notebook, or don't trust a tape recorder because that's highly unreliable. It'll come out as gibberish if you try to speak
right.
a foreign language. But keep a notepad or tape recorder or something by the bed, and before you come back into your body, like that in between time that lasts only a few moments, try very hard to write down something that you can remember. And the more you write, the more you'll get. But you'll have more. And the dreams are so symbolic, they're impossible. In most cases, they're impossible to interpret. I have so many dreams that I don't understand, and it's my job to interpret, and I'm just not good at it.
Interpret it? Is there a way?
It's a universal language of symbology. The language of symbology, and angels communicate with us with symbols.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We have a caller. Would you like to take
you're breaking up.
Okay. Hold on. Joy, he said that we have a caller waiting, but I wanted to ask you really quickly before we put the caller through, what book of yours, if you've written 10 books, can we find the most information regarding dreams? Because I would like to get that. I am so interested in the dreams interpretation.
That's a good question. I have very little in the way of dreams in any any of them, because I'm not great at this. Let me give you an example of why I don't have it in the books. Thank you for asking the question, though.
I'm sorry, that question.
It seems you can help me interpret this. I dreamt about a big bus. Now, whenever you dream of a vehicle, it's usually your mind traveling, or we're going through life a particular type of way. So I dreamt about this big bus, which is not the best way to travel, as we all know. It's better if you dream about a jet plane taking off. Okay, so I'm dreaming about a great big bus, and on the inside of the bus, the walls are lined with mahogany wood. Now, what the heck does that mean? Like, what is that? You know, it's like, why?
Right, yeah.
And there are all these strange people on the bus. I'm thinking, you know, the problem, Barbara, is that a lot of times we're in other zones. We're in other astral zones, or we're so far out of our body, we travel to other places. And we actually do have these experiences, and they're not dreams. They're experiences.
Wow.
So, and we just, they're impossible to understand.
They give you feelings. They give you good feelings. Like that, when you just told me that, I felt like I envisioned you in a more of a fancy train. You don't like the bus. You prefer to ride in a beautiful train. You know, I don't know. I just get these visions and the feeling. Like you get a feeling, like a good feeling
That's
or a bad
very
feeling.
Very good.
Are you ready to call her now?
Sure, whatever you wish. I'm very happy to be with you both. Thank you.
All right. Area code 407, you're on the air.
407, hi. You're on live with Joyce Keller, Psychic Joyce Keller. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good, Barbara. This is Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori. Great. Thank you. Meet Joyce Keller. Joyce,
hi, Lori.
The regular
hey, Lori.
Caller.
What's
hi,
your birthday?
Joyce. My birthday, amazingly enough, is the same date and month as Jonathan's.
Oh, please.
And
my birthday, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I didn't know that. Oh,
oh that's terrible.
Oh, well, I didn't
you know.
Know
why it's so, you know why it's so bad? Look, I'm not saying Jonathan and I'm sure you, have a bad side. I try to keep my bad twin under control. I keep that bad twin locked away someplace. But I think all people have, you know, people say, oh, Geminis, you know, you have two sides. Well, you know what? I think everyone has a dark side, and you kind of have to keep it locked in a closet. So that's what I would say. That's my advice for you, Lori. Is there a year with that?
Yes, ma'am. 1966.
Okay. And your question?
If you have anything that... you could tell me regarding career, work life, any things to watch out for, not overlook or look into.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know that you have a lot to say. That's the first thing. We have a lot to share. All Geminis, even the quiet ones, are here for a divine purpose, and that's to communicate. Now, in your case, you have the moon in the sign of Pisces. Is that correct? Do you know that? Maybe not.
No,
let
I
me
didn't
just
know
check.
That.
Now, hold on. May 28th, 1966, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, you have the moon in the sign, Virgo, and you have Mercury in Gemini. Wow. You have Venus in Aries. You have Mars in the sign of Taurus for the astrologers who are following along, and your North Node in Taurus. So money and security is extremely important to you, Lori. You are kind of, I don't want to say scattered, but you have so many talents that you bring forth from other lifetimes that, you know, you have to zero in on one. So we look at where your Mars is at the time of your birth. You have it in the sign of Taurus. So you're very, very good with money and security. You know how to make money. You know how to express yourself so that you can bring money to yourself. But your problem is that your fingers, when I look at you, I see your fingers are apart. So money is passing through your fingers too quickly. And that's the problem. But you're very careful. You have a side of your nature that's extremely cautious. And you don't like to make mistakes. So you're really at odds with yourself. And you have that Mercury in Gemini. So you've got to get the word out there that you're communicating. Now, have you ever done a radio show or would you like to do radio?
I have done radio shows before. And I have done public speaking. And I have, you know, had to speak as a teacher. So that's all very comfortable.
It's all speaking, it's teaching. And then with your moon in the sign of Virgo, you do it with great precision and you do it with great clarity. You're not like a lot of Geminis who are just all over the place. You're very precise in what you do. And you're also very discerning about relationships and about everything. You're very careful about everything. So you're kind of at odds with yourself because the Gemini says, let's go, let's go, let's go right away. And the Virgo moon says, well, let's be careful now. Let's take it step by step. And then the all the, you have so much Taurus energy, which is security, and the Taurus kind of rubs your chin and says, let's take it really easy now, let's be really secure. But there is a lot of money around you, and that's the good part, but it has to be through communication and through writing and teaching. And then my guide stopped speaking. I have nothing else. That's all I have, Lori.
Oh,
wow.
No,
that was so amazing. Right on, right, Lori? I mean, because Joyce doesn't even know you, and you're a writer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
a writer.
Yeah,
she's so helpful with the show, and she's a writer, and she's going to do something
really
special for us soon, interviewing us and putting it in writing. Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. I appreciate that, Barbara. Lori, what I wanted to tell you is that publishing has changed tremendously, as we all know. Now anyone and everyone can write a book. So they don't have the grief that I had, because I actually had to do book proposals and go to agents and editors, and my life was hell for many years getting books out. But now, because of the wonderful web, you should be working on a book, and you should, if you haven't already done so, you have at least two books coming that you're going to be writing, and it's going to be easy for you. And you're going to do it with automatic writing, so it's going to be very quick. And are you already working on your book?
Yeah, I just have to actually put it all together and probably have an editor look over it, because I'm really good at grammar, but when you're editing your own books, it's almost like a memorized story, and you miss things. So I want another set of eyes to
absolutely
do the editing for me.
That's genius, absolutely genius. And, it doesn't even have to be your professional editor. It could be someone that you get through Fiverr. You know Fiverr?
I do. I do remember Fiverr.
Okay. Fiverr, is that what it is? Yeah, get through, I'm hearing that around you. And they'll help you, and it'll be very inexpensive for you, and you get your book out there, and it'll be very successful. So, and then get back into radio, get back into speaking, get anything where you're communicating is when you're happiest, and that's where the money is too, and your security. So, Lori, good luck. Good luck with that 528.
Oh, yeah. No, it hasn't been a problem. It hasn't been a problem for me. On the contrary, it has been, I wouldn't say that 528s have a dark side. What I would say is, you can only have so much energy for one person. So we actually have to split ourselves into almost another whole person, because, you know, if there was 29, 30 hours in a day, I would be doing something 29, 30 hours in a day. And that's just because that's comfortable.
Do you sleep at all?
Very little. Very little.
See, why? Please help me out here. I don't sleep at all. Jonathan will tell you, chuck me at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference. There's something really not right with us.
Mm-mm.
That's it. Jonathan.
I agree with you. I agree. There's something off. I don't require much sleep. And it's one of those things where I can be up at 3 o'clock in the morning and get a burst of inspiration, but it bothers other people in the house. So, you know, getting
that's
out of bed, where are you going? Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's because
you know?
They don't understand us.
Right.
My husband, when I had my husband, he would say to me, don't you want to come to bed now? And I'd say, no, it's only 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
So,
what's
that?
Oh,
that's all. Wait till 5, honey, and then I'll be coming to bed. Well, how much do you need, though? How many hours? Do you not need 8 hours, like they say?
No. Nobody does. You don't need
know.
That. Kids need that, not adults.
don't ask Geminis, because they'll give you the wrong answer. They'll say, we don't need 8 hours.
I think I need like 5 or 6. 5 or 6 is normal, but you guys,
go with...
I know deep down you know you need your sleep more than, you know, at least 4 or 5 hours.
I would think so, really. You know, only because your body really needs to regenerate the cells. Because our brain says we don't need more than 2 hours. But, you know, that's crazy.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And you know what I've been doing is what they say is so important for health, is I've been going to bed every single night at the same time. So I try to, you know, I gauge 11 p.m. to 12, because every morning I have to get up at 7 to get my daughter to school. So even on the weekends. And I've been doing that, and you guys, I feel fabulous. But I'm telling you, at the end of the night, I am ready to just conk out. Like, my body knows now. I'm doing this for my body, and it knows. Okay, you're going to sleep now, and bam, no sleeping pills, no over-the-counter help, nothing. Nothing except for a little maybe breathing, a three deep breaths, and I'm out.
Barbara, you didn't tell us your birthday.
Okay, August, I'm a 821 girl. Okay, I like this, like, okay, abbreviation for the birthday, 821 girl.
Yeah, so, you know, you have so much success. All people who were born on the cusp like that, especially the Leo cusp, those are real winners. Those people are our leaders.
You know, actually,
whatever you choose.
I love that. Wow.
I have a funny story to tell about my nephew. It was so hilarious. What he would do is, and he was a kid, he didn't know anything about astrology or anything like that. But what he would do is that, you know, if you, it's like for instance, his birthday was in February, so he would run around and tell everybody he was a February person. And then, you know, he would say, in my mother, she's an October person. And my, you know, that's cute.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, you
know
what? It's special. Birthdays are special. And he's feeling special about his birthday.
And what happened was that apparently my mom scared him. And you know, he went, it's okay. August people scare February people.
That's adorable.
You know, birthdays, Barbara, you just said birthdays are so important. Birthdays are the most important thing about us, because they're the one thing that we cannot change. We can change it. You can even change our eye color, you know, with contact lens. We can change our nose. God knows I did. You can change everything. But the birthday is the one thing that you're stuck with. And that is why I wrote the last book I wrote. I'm going to plug my book, Why Am I Here? That goes through by birthdays and tells you all about why you're here, who your soulmate is, blah, blah. I don't even know.
I love that.
I think it's available. I don't know. But
okay, so birthdays, Before we go to the next caller, could you name all of your books, the 10 that you wrote, so people know, you know,
Thank you.
This is interesting.
Barbara, thank you. Okay, here's the thing. If you go to my website, which is my name, everything is in there. The books are available through either Amazon, or if you go into a bookstore and you kind of smile and you'd be nice, they'll probably get you my book for you. It's just my name. It's Joyce Keller. It's KELLER.com. And the books are in there. My first book was Calling All Angels, How You Can Call Your Angels So They Can Help You. That came out in hardcover and softcover, different versions. Then I had Complete Book of Numerology, Seven Steps to Heaven, which is probably one of the best books that I wrote because when Simon & Schuster came out with it, they said, we want you to write a book that tells people how they can become psychics. They don't have to go to you. And I said, sure, okay. So Seven Steps to Heaven tells you how you can be psychic yourself. You don't need anybody but yourself. So, and there are a bunch of other ones we said. Why Am I Here? Why God? I don't even remember the other ones. But that's it.
You know what?
I do readings.
I Googled you, and when you Google you, it's so easy to see the full list right there and everybody. And so, but your website is JoyceKeller.com.
You're so good, Barbara. Why are you so good to me? Thank you. It's your 821 nature, which is so generous. You're much nicer than Jonathan.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what?
I'm just kidding.
I am nice. And you know what? I just feel like, okay, if I was doing this, what would I like somebody to do for me? And I do that to them, for them.
You see, that's so important. That's how I run my radio show, too. And Jonathan does, too. I'm giving Jonathan grief because I know I can. I had no idea what the question was. I don't remember what you said.
The question was, is your website called JoyceKeller.com?
Thank you.
Okay.
It's JoyceKeller.com, correct? And it's spelled the way that you normally spell it, you guys. And so go there, see the list of books, And I love Amazon. That's what I do. And I'm going to get the one about my birthday, which is called Why Am I Here? Of, you know, how important your birthday is to you. And that's going to I love this stuff. I mean, this is super interesting. So,
well, you know what?
How about another caller, Johnny?
Wait, before you do, I wanted to say one thing because you were talking about books. Can I just squeeze one thing in?
Sure.
I finally am working on my 11th book, which I think is my personal favorite, because it tells all the experiences I've had. All the publishers and editors I've ever had in my life have told me, don't write about yourself because no one cares. We just care about how they can, you know, be psychic or whatever, have more money, whatever they're looking for, have a soulmate, have a love mate. So I never wrote about myself, but finally, I said, I'm tired of this. So I'm working on my 11th book now, and it's all about the incredible experiences I've had. I've gone to the Godhead. I have had experiences with Saint Germain and the most wonderful spirit teachers, and I'm putting all of that in. So that won't be out for quite a while. But that makes me happy that I can finally express myself.
Because when people
answered my question without me asking it. That's what I was going to ask you, was if you delving into dreams and delving into numerology, that was my question. I was going to ask you if you ever were privileged enough to speak to Saint Germain or to any of the high ascended masters or any of the other saints that we all know about. And I think you just answered that for me.
Thank you, yes. But you know what? If anyone, thank you for asking the question, by the way, and also for what you said. The Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters like that will come to any of us. If you have a problem, if you don't ask, you know, don't let your prayers be so scattered and so general. Be very precise about what you need. And if you know the names of teachers, like, for instance, the Indian goddess Lakshmi, L-A-K-S-H-M-I, is the goddess of prosperity. You're hurting for money. Now, I didn't believe this because I really wasn't into Hindu gods or goddesses that much, but I needed money at the time. So someone said, well, why don't you call him Goddess Lakshmi? So I said, sure, why not? So I did, and I followed the prayer that is in the, you can get, and it's on the web, anyone can get it. And she came to me that night. I actually saw her, and she touched my head, and then money started flowing in. And I swear to you, that's the truth.
Okay.
So, you know, okay, I'll be quiet now.
I mean, we just have an abundance of callers, and we want to get them in. But you know what? I hope that lady touches my head, or you can work through her, touch my head soon.
Right.
I like that
way
that could happen like that. That's awesome.
Write it down. It's the goddess, the Indian goddess Lakshmi, L-A-K-S-H-M-I. You could just put in goddess of prosperity, and I'm sure it'll come up. And you'll see... Oh, Indians are really hilarious. You'll see that she has money pouring out of her hands. Like all these gold coins are coming out, and it's really amazing.
Awesome.
I immediately started receiving checks after that.
Everybody would be happy to tune into that. I'm going L-A-K-S-H-M-I.
Yeah, you know,
Oh, Johnny wants to put on another caller.
Yeah, but I want to
our next caller is area code 203.
Hi, buddy. 203. Hi, how are you? What is your name? You're on live with Psychic Joyce Keller.
Joyce and Barbara and Jonathan, it's Pat. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Do you have a birthday?
You guys are all having fun. It's nice. Yes, I do. It's 7:12:53, and I'd love to get a reading from you, Joyce, but also at this time, I'd like to talk to you about dreams or your dream.
Afterwards. Oh, good. Thank you. Tell me now. Is that the one that I had no idea about the mahogany?
When did you have
it? That was this morning.
Lined
on the inside of a bus. I mean, who wants to go by bus? No one. Anyway.
Were you was the bus moving? Were you traveling?
Yes, my husband and I got on the bus, and it started moving. And the driver was very uncooperative, and that's all I can tell you. And he was like, you know, he was kind of stopping and going and stopping and going and making me very frustrated. I said, we're never going to get to where we want to go.
Okay. And you said there were other people on the bus?
Mostly men. Yeah. Like those are male.
Interesting.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about men?
Love them.
Okay. All right.
I
so,
wish I had one.
Oh, I thought you said your husband. Did you say you wish you
he
had one?
He passed away. My husband passed away in 2015.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. You love men. The bus is filled with men. It's moving forward, correct? But the guy's giving you a hard time, which is interesting. Mahogany, my interpretation of the interior would be the interior of your mind, of a really, really rich, you know, mahogany's a beautiful, you know, precious wood.
Oh, good cat.
I'd either say the interior of your world or the interior of your mind. The bus driver is interesting. You're traveling with people that you love and want to be with. So you either want that to come in your world or that's what's happening right now in your world. You know what, you need to sit and just kind of have your conversation about this guy that's driving the bus. You don't have control. That's interesting. You've given up control because you're in a public transportation vehicle and the one that's driving is giving you trouble. But there's some positive things, the mahogany and being with the gender that you love. So something's giving you, maybe you're giving yourself a hard time about, you know, finding another mate.
I loved my husband so much. And when you, I fell in love with my husband when I was 5 years old. I told my mother
wow.
I would grow up and marry him, and I did.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I love that.
So,
so of course.
My cousins, yeah, I was with him many years. So,
so
it's hard for me to readjust.
There, there would be some, you know, some conflicting feelings about, you know, bringing another one in your life.
That's for sure. You're very good, Pat. You have to be on my show.
And I have to tell you, it's interesting. I had a dream this morning. I have very few, and I had it, and I was able to remember it. It was also about traveling. But if you want to, I misunderstood. I thought you interpreted dreams when I first came on the show. If you want to learn more, I would say the best way to go is the Jungian interpretation of dreams. Because they deal with archetypes.
Yes, that was terrifically said. You're correct.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You know, I just wanted to, first of all, thank you very much. It was very accurate. And the reason we said dream analysis is that my mother analyzed dreams. She was very good at it. And I never quite rose to the height of being able to do what she could do. With dreams, but I do, sometimes I can, sometimes I cannot. I can do other people's dreams, but not my own that well. So now with you, Pat, I wanted to thank you very much again. And because you're born 7/12/53, let's see what's happening with you. Depending on the time of your birth, the moon wins the sign of Leo that day. Do you know if your moon is in Cancer or Leo?
My moon is in Leo. My rising is Libra.
Okay, terrific. Oh, my God, your house must be exquisite. You spent too much money. You have such a taste. Oh, that Libra
I don't.
Rising.
I don't spend too much money. I'm an artist. And so my house is filled with feathers and bones and things from roadkill and so on and so on. I have hardly any furniture.
But you know what? You have such good taste. When Libra is on the ascendant,
yeah,
you're just surrounded by beauty and art and music. I mean, it's so artistic. But then with that moon in Leo, I would think that you care about the way people see your home. You know, you would want to present it very nicely. Is your house beautiful or not?
No, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Well, you know what's odd? Your Mars is in Leo also. So I combine ESP and a little bit of astrology, and I try to make the best of both. Your North Node is in Aquarius, so you're here for humanitarian purposes. You're here to express the teachings of the soul and to express what's in the heart. So I know that your artwork must be extraordinary. Did you have a question?
Well, I wasn't sure what to ask. I was going to ask about money, but then I was wondering, I do animal portraits, and I've been given a commission so long ago that I'm absolutely mortified that I'm still not doing it. And I wanted to ask you if you had any, and I'm not sure how you do readings, but I either wanted to ask about that, you know, the blockage, or am I just going to start moving forward with this, or money, which I need
for
my dog.
Question. Okay, those are all great questions. Well, at the time of your birth, over the radio, it's very difficult just to do straight ESP, so I like a little astrology. It's very helpful to me. At the time of your birth, Mars was in the sign of Cancer. Now, when people ask questions about occupation, I particularly look to the sign of Mars, where it is, you know, on your chart. When you have that, all work that you do out of the home, Cancer, is going to bring you money. As you just said, you know, you have a studio at home. So you're going to be able to make money, but not until we just passed a very rough eclipse that affected you and all people who have Cancer significantly in their charts. But as you get further away from it, like as you get more into spring, you're going to have more of a grounded feeling about your artwork and about making money with the artwork that you do. And by the way, you've done this for many, many lifetimes, and you bring in spirit teachers who are helping you. Don't hesitate to call on the artists that you really admire most of all, and they will continue to empower you. And,
okay.
You know, I just see doors opening for you and an increase in the expression of your creativity. So, 7-12-53.
Okay, great.
Miss Pat, call into my show, and we must talk about dreams. You must teach me much more.
About what?
Dreams.
Okay. You know what? If you
want
to continue interpreting that dream, when you get stuck, ask what each thing means to you and just let your mind flow. Like that bus driver, what are the words that come up about him and what does it mean to you? And it'll help you continue to interpret. And what does mahogany mean to you? And what is traveling on the bus? You were traveling
That's
with your
That's what I
husband.
Thought about the mahogany. It's like highfalutin traveling with the mahogany in the interior. So wow, Pat, like this should be a to be continued. You are now have a spot on the Joyce Keller Show, which is absolutely amazing. What a great
so
day
much.
For you. And then,
Thank you.
Right? And then we also are going to have you come back on ours. But let's not give it away all at one time. This is good stuff. So, okay. When it's on Joyce Keller, we'll promote. Let's cross-promote each other. This is amazing, you guys. I love it.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Barbara, you and Jonathan are terrific. You're very, very kind. You're very good, kind people. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, Pat.
All right.
We're going
to
maybe have another caller because we
thank
have
to very
line.
Much.
Thank you so much,
we'll
Pat.
We'll be in touch tonight, Pat.
Goodbye.
Okay. I didn't get the area code, but you are on live with Psychic Joyce Keller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you, Jonathan. Hello, Joyce.
Hi.
What's your name and birthday, sweetie?
My name is Amy, and my birthday is 5/1.
Is there a year with that or not?
I'm sorry?
Is there a year or not, or no year?
61.
Okay. I hesitate to ask about years because, you know what, you can change your name. If you don't want people to know that you're calling and giving your birth year. I got to bid someone ask me my birth year. I would have to lie. But anyway.
I know what you mean.
I would
change
my name.
No worries. I couldn't remember if I heard somebody say a year or not. I could sit and listen to you guys all night just chatter.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Amy, you have, a very mysterious side. You may be Taurus, but you also, you have the moon in the sign of Scorpio, right? See, the reason I'm checking is that the moon changes. Yes, okay. And your Mercury is in Taurus, so we know that security is very important to you. You're always thinking, you know, how can I make this work so it's financially successful? Your Venus is in Aries, so when you fall in love with someone, that person can't be a loser. He has to be, you know, somebody who is very dynamic. You really love that dynamic energy. And if he's wearing red, that'll be even better. Now, you're in conflict with yourself because your Mars is in Cancer. So that's the real mushy side. So that's in conflict with the Venus in Aries that says, let's go get him. Let's do this. And then your Mars in Cancer says, well, I don't know. I have to suck my thumb for a while. And then your North Node is in Virgo and says, oh, we can do it, but we'll be careful. So did you have a question, Amy?
Well, yeah. So I am struggling. I'm going through, you know, a huge life transformation. But I actually have a medium question. I'm not sure, but
sure.
Lost my mom coming up on
your
a year. I'm sorry?
Your mom crossed over. Are you getting a mother around you? What's your mom's birthday?
My mom's birthday is 12/23/31.
And she crossed over when?
In February. It's coming up February 11th.
February 11th. All right, very good. So, okay, let's reach out for your mom. Let's see if we can pull her in. Whoa! Your mother comes in with very, very lovely energy, I have to tell you. And she says she's around you a lot. She comes into your dream world. She said, I visit you at night. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Jonathan, I thought I heard you say something. We have a very, very bad connection.
I didn't say anything, no.
Blog Talk Radio, I have a show on Blog Talk Radio, too. And I'll tell you, half the time, nobody knows what anybody is saying. It's, like, very, very difficult. But continuing with your mother, is there a big M around her name? Like,
yes, Mary.
Yes, Mary. That's what I was getting. Okay, I should have said Mary rather than, you know, I have no courage. That's the whole thing. Gemini, you know, it's like, why don't I just say Mary rather than say M? Okay. So your mother was
well, I mean, so, because we're listening here, and it's, like, cool for us because we're like, you know, I mean, how else? Okay, anybody could say, well, is it? Well, actually, that's true. If you said, was her name Mary? Oh, my God, yeah, that's her name.
Your mother was a wonderful person. Your mother was very interesting. She had a bit of a stubborn streak, but she also she had a very generous heart, very, very good, outgoing, generous, kind nature, and she would do anything for anyone. She has some regret about her life. She's looking back over her life. She said she worked very hard. She has both Venus and Mars and the sign of Capricorn, so I know that I'm right. Did she have a hard time growing up?
She was an only child. And
uh-huh.
So she decided to have, like, 8 kids so everybody could have each other is what she said.
Yeah. There's difficulty. When you have a lot of Capricorn energy, there's going to be a lot of the expression shoulders to the wheel. Is that correct? That's what she's showing me. She's putting her shoulder to the wheel, and she's saying she did a lot of hard work in her life. So maybe it's because of the 8 children or her childhood, but her life was not easy. And if people look back and they say, oh, you know, Mary had an easy time, but she did not. There was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of transformation going on with her. Now, she passed away almost a year ago?
Yes.
So we're coming up to her anniversary. And she said, don't grieve. Don't, you know, I'm doing fine. Everything couldn't be better. It's all good. Now, when she crossed over, was there a delay in her crossing? Like, she didn't go right away. She took her time crossing over. She was in the transitional state when she was going into the death state. She didn't go right away. Like, she was sort of hesitating. And I think it was because, were some of the children not with her, not there?
Yeah, it took a minute to get everybody there. She has, you know, quite a few grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and
sure. So she was holding back because she was ready to go, but she was holding back because she called in the gang. So the group was not there, and she was holding off for that reason. But then when she went quickly, and she went with great transformation into the light very quickly and very easily. So it wasn't any issue with that. And she said that she comes, before she left, before she passed away last February, she came and visited each one of you, the grandchildren, her children. Everybody was visited. She touched each one of you in her own special way, however she could, even if it was just for a split moment or a sign or something. Like, she gave signs. Like, do you ever smell her fragrance?
Gosh. I don't do that, but, you know, after my mother passed, I felt a lot of hope. You know, it was an amazing feeling and a lot of strength. Like,
yes,
I felt
Mary.
She left me strong, you know,
yes.
That, you know, it's okay. And, she just left me with a lot of hope.
Amy, she said she really didn't have any favorites, but you were her favorite. She didn't really want to say who was her favorite, but you were really.
No.
She has great love for you. She said you had the greatest degree of understanding of who and what she was and what she was going through, what she was experiencing in her life. And you were a joy, a life. She's showing me that you were the light of her life. She's showing me a big, bright light. And she has heard the prayers. It's funny. I think she's with Mother Mary. So she's with another Mary. It's a very exalted being, like Mother Mary. And she's the Mary energies are connecting. And she said the prayers were very appreciated, very helpful. And by the way, when we cross over, our prayers really are heard and felt, and they will help people go further into God's kingdom. So that was a message from your mother, and with great love for you and great appreciation, Amy.
Yeah. Yeah, I took care of her towards the end. So,
yes.
And I took care of her, you know. I think I was kind of a caregiver for her, you know, more
yes.
so than, well, pretty much. So.
She thanks you again. She's thanking you again and again, and she says from my heart to yours, and she's touching her heart. And she said it wasn't easy for you, but she appreciates
That's
you
so
very,
sweet.
Very much. It's very sweet.
It's my privilege.
And she says, don't cry. Everything is fine. There's no tears.
Okay,
no
so,
just,
you know what?
Just
that
be happy.
Struck me a lot, just reading something
Thank
that you.
You
read for Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Amy,
Thank
hold
you,
on
Amy.
For a sec. Amy, hold on for one second. This is Barbara. Okay, so last night I was watching a show called New Amsterdam, and there's a lot of death there. And this, okay, in the hospital, these people are dealing with these doctors and medics. They're dealing with death every day, and they get attached within a minute or 5 minutes or a half an hour or a couple hours or a few days. They get attached to the family and the person who is holding on to life. And there was a prayer group that sat in the lobby of the hospital. And nobody wanted to kick them out. The police came, and they're like, no, let them stay. And all of a sudden, these miraculous things started happening to the patients. And, oh, they came out of it. Wow, he woke up. Wow, you know, all these different things, you know, and it was cool. So, but there was this one doctor who was a regular character on the show that he grew up atheist. He didn't know anything. And he is watching all of this. And he's the one who said, no, don't make them leave, don't make them leave. But he didn't know anything about prayer. And he really didn't know. He did not know how to pray. What is prayer? He did not know anything about it, but he wanted to know. Because all around him, things were happening. Miracles were happening. And people were coming, you know, they were getting better. So can you, in a nutshell, Joyce, just tell us, what is prayer? And how, if we don't know, how do we do it? What do we say?
It's simply a message. It's from the heart. It's whatever you're feeling. People say you have to do this. You have to burn incense. You have to go on your knees. You don't have to do it. You could be driving. You know, it's like God hears all and knows all, and after we pass away, we have a life review where every single thing we ever did or thought or anything is all accounted for in the Akashic record, the soul record. And all of that is given to us right after death. And you can see what you did right and wrong. And if you read about near-death experiences, all of those people, for the most part, have the life review. And you see what's in your soul record. In answer to your question, I don't remember what the question was. You asked
The question is, now you're getting to know me, Johnny, right? My questions are never a one question thing. That's why nobody remembers them. They're usually 3 to 4 point questions. Okay, thank you for answering the first part. The second part is how do you do it? What do we say?
Okay, there are no rules. It's what's in your heart. It's like my son recently had heart surgery. And how can you have a structured prayer for that? A long time ago, I learned that the most powerful prayers are the prayers of mothers for children. The prayers that are rote, you know, where you're repeating the same thing over and over again, those are powerful in a different way. The most powerful prayers are the prayers of extreme need, or where you're really reaching out and you're saying, God, this is what I really need. And if you call on a particular saint or Saint Jude or, you know, whatever's important to you, that works well too. You can incorporate that as well. Or you can go directly to God. You can do whatever. You don't have to have middlemen. You don't have to go on your knees. You don't have to, like some people say, that, you know, you have to crawl up a mountainside on your knees. You know, no, you don't
right.
have to
do
anything.
Rituals. I've never believed in the rituals. So thank
no.
you. Yeah, okay,
you know,
because
like,
when people say, but still, I've heard that you're not supposed to say, please, God, please, please, because God's will is everything. I've
yeah, but
heard
you know what?
You're supposed to
How
say, if it is your will, God, please, you know, I hear me. I mean,
okay,
you're not supposed
you know
to be
what?
So presumptuous.
You wouldn't, you don't have to worry, because you still are bound by the rules of, I don't say karma, because karma is shifting now as we shift into the fifth and sixth dimension. But
that makes sense.
You do have the birth chart, and you do have certain lessons that you have to learn. So there's nothing wrong with asking. If you really want this person to be healed, I do a lot of healing work, and you want that person to be healed, and you're going to, I write about that a lot too, by the way. Healing, how is it possible for healing to work if it's wrong, is what I'm answering. That's the answer to your question. You're not supposed
yes.
to ask. I know the Catholic Church and a lot of churches say don't ask, it's not right. Well, you know what? You don't ask, you don't get. If you
right.
have a need, or you need something, you want something, ask for it. If your guides don't want you to have it, you won't have it. And there's
exactly.
An Akashic,
with everything. With everything
yeah, exactly.
on the planet Earth here. I mean, that's why wouldn't it exist in the afterlife and paranormally? I mean, would it shift
really,
that much differently? No.
You know, there's a certain amount of bending of the rules. Like there is the Akashic board where you have the ascended masters who will go and say, look, this person is really not supposed to get married again, or whatever the case may be. But she's dying to really, she really, really wants to marry this guy, and you know, let's clear the karma. Let's work with this a little bit. And the ascended masters kind of rub their chin a little bit, and they say, well, okay. But there are certain things you have to follow, you know, there's certain things. So there may be some restrictions with that. But the prayers are heard, and they are worked with. And if you read, I think, Betty Eady's first book, she said there are angels that deal strictly with prayer. They hear the prayers that come in. And the most powerful
Could you repeat
prayers.
That? Could you repeat that? What
sure.
Were, what you
Betty,
recommend?
One of the first books I read about prayer was Betty Eady, E-A-D-I-E. I don't know which, she wrote a number of books, but it's like one of her first books. And she said there are two kinds of angels who deal with prayers. The first angel hears your prayers and, you know, sends them on when they need to go. And the second angel is the one of gratitude. And that angel really is kind of neglected. the prayers of gratitude are extremely important and very, very powerful. You can say, thank you for healing this person. Thank you for opening up the floodgates of money or whatever I need. You know, it's like, and if you don't do it, maybe, maybe in a month.
Joyce,
from now,
isn't
that
like a power of, it's a force, it's a energy, a gratitude, exercising gratitude, showing gratitude, praying, thanking. This is a powerful force. Wow.
It's extremely powerful, and some, you should just kind of assume and thank God and say thank you for allowing this to be, or whatever it is. Like you're just assuming. And I think a vision board. I hate the word vision board. I don't hate anything, but I don't like the word vision board. Have a piece of paper that you stick on your wall. That's it.
I know.
You know, it's like
it's a little
vision board.
It's a little bit. Oh God.
Stories.
I know.
Did you want to take one more caller?
I think we have time for one more. One more call we have time for. Joyce, are you up for that?
You're the big bosses.
You have a lot of energy.
You're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Joyce Keller. You know what? I was stopped up because I almost said medium, but then I thought, are you a medium?
We just did that with the last caller with her mother. And whenever you can contact with the dead, that's mediumship.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Medium, psychic.
Whatever.
Come on, Joyce. I like to meet you. You're amazing. You're an amazing person, an amazing woman.
I think you are. Stop. You're embarrassing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Donna. And thank
Donna,
you for taking my call.
Donna, you're breaking up so much. What's your birthday, honey?
Oh, my birth date is 4/21/62.
Okay. And you'd like to know when you're getting married? What?
Excuse me? I wanted to know, do you see happiness, like relationship, love?
He was right. Joyce was right. You want to know when you're getting married?
Yes, that's exactly.
Oh, my God. No way.
Please, you're embarrassing me. Okay.
That's why I went, what?
Amazing.
No way. You guys are so good. Okay. You have a very nice. Donna, were you ever in a relationship with someone born under the sign of Leo? Like August, like an August baby?
In a relationship with an August person?
Yes.
No. July.
July. Interesting. Because you have someone in the love department coming in or already there. It's very hard to tell who's born like July or August. Are you still in love with this man? Well, it's like a summer baby.
Yes. Well, it kind of went wrong because I can't explain it, but yeah, it was born.
Barbara and Jonathan and I understand. That's okay.
Fine. Yeah, and I've been redoing my room. I've been redoing things, doing me, and I'm kind of, you know, just moving along and, you know.
Are you heartbroken? Is your heart broken?
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was.
All right, so we're dealing with heartbreak.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't really want to end that relationship yet. I'm really feeling you have to. It would be best if you ended it. It's just not working. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. I haven't been in contact or nothing with him for a month, but this was going on for a while, and I'm over it. I mean, it's still there, you know, but I'm over it, and I just, you know, I want happiness and.
Donna, I have good news for you. I'm going to go back to my original question about Leo, and a little later in the summer than the last gentleman. That whole thing didn't work out, Donna. But you're going to be with somebody who's very, very nice and right for you, and without the problems that you had with Mr. July. This man is going to be better for you, and you're going to be meeting him very soon. It's like a surprise. It's a shock, and this great compatibility. And there could be marriage with that also. It's like it's a little open-ended, but I think you can steer it in that direction if you wish to. So, Donna, thank you very much for calling. You're doing better than most of us.
Yeah, okay. Is he around me now? Do I know him?
No. I don't believe you've met him yet, but you will. And
that's the best part. Thank God
you
met him. You can, like, have a fresh guy. Wow.
You're so good, Barbara. Barbara, you have to give me a reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We all exchange readings, Donna. I know you understand. But, Donna, look, don't be sad anymore. I know you have a broken heart. You need a little healing. Get out. Meet, greet. Don't sit around feeling bad or anything like that. You're beautiful. You've got to get out. And you're strong. Don't let men realize right off the bat how strong you are. I hate to say that. But
I know, but you know
they can be a little overpowered by
your
energy.
We're beings.
I know.
You know, we're human beings. I mean, so what if we can't use our savvy stuff that we have, our little finesse? Like, you know, why not? Let's have fun. This is a life.
Men,
let's do it.
I know,
but
men are very easily scared.
You know, the Me Too movement kind of crushed that whole idea of, like, sexy, sassy self. I mean, use what you have. If you're witty, if you're shy, if you're coy. I mean, hello, these are your qualities. Let's not be shy to use. I mean, you can't just. Everybody knows that when you have intrigue, that makes you. Like, people want that. People want that. The intrigue. So, what are you going to throw intrigue out the window? And just say,
men are fragile creatures, though. They're very fragile.
Yeah, well, if they're too fragile, then they got to go bye-bye. And maybe there's a better woman for that fragile guy. Like, and they probably will be. So we need to know. This is a great lesson. We need to know how to weed that out. Not that they're bad people. Not that they're bad at all. At all.
No,
they're not,
we love them.
They're not good for us.
Well,
I'm a little overpowering.
I think you're very wonderful. I think you're very strong. And men, I know Barbara's giving us correct advice, but men are easily intimidated by women who are strong. I know the Me Too movement says get out there, be yourself. Well, that's a good way to stay single. So that's
exactly.
Keep a surprise. Keep the energy as a surprise, and let it be unleashed slowly but surely. Okay. I know you understand what I'm saying, Donna.
Can I add one thing, which is the human thing? Because I am not a psychic. I have psychic ability. Okay, I got that. I understand. Okay, I do. Everybody does. But I would like to say, this is what I would like to say, because I said it last night on the show. Be yourself. If you can't be yourself, then you're going to get into a relationship where the guy is going to be like, well, I thought you were that way, and now you're acting this way. You know, I mean,
surprise.
Be yourself from the beginning. Oh, my God, it would save so much time. It really would. But use your little nuances, like Joyce was saying. Like, be a little coy. Don't tell him everything about you. Nobody wants to hear a talking face all night on the first date. No, hold back a little bit. If you think you're overbearing, okay. People have said that. Well, okay. I'm going to tone it down just a notch. But you know what? Main bottom line, be yourself. Because you want somebody to love you for the rest of your life for who you are.
You're good, Barbara. You're really right.
Tomorrow, wake up tomorrow, Donna, go out the front door and say, hey, I love me. I'm going to be me. And you know what? If you don't like it, you're not for me.
You're a big
right.
whiny, wussy baby.
Do you feel this man wasn't for me?
No.
No.
Yeah, and it's hard to get over a heartbreak. It hurts. We all have been through it, and it is horrible. But
really?
Learn from it. Analyze it, and you're doing it by calling in tonight. You are actually doing that, and you're good for you. Good for
Yay,
you.
Yay, Donna. Woo-hoo, Donna.
Woo, Donna.
Yay, Donna.
Yeah.
We're your
cheering squad. Okay, I feel like he was wearing a mask. The whole time.
Exactly.
So he was doing what we're saying not to do. Wow.
Right.
So you found the truth out. Exactly. He's not what he presented himself to be. So I'm worried that
Jonathan was so
quiet.
So it wasn't your fault at all. He was not authentic. You need to be authentic. He was not authentic, and you figured it out if you already fell in love with the person he perceived. He put that
yes.
out to you. How horrible.
That's good.
Okay. Was that good advice that I gave you? It wasn't your fault at all. He did that to you. Wow.
Yeah, he made me think he was something, and that's the person I fell in love with, and, you know.
That's terrible. That's heartbreaking.
If he's smart, he did that for selfish reasons because, I mean, if he thought he was smart. Some people will think, okay, this girl's so beautiful. She, you know, whatever I want, that's her. I'm going to portray myself in a way that she would like. That is very selfish.
It really is. You're probably a narcissist as well. So I'm going to leave you all now because I really have to. I have an appointment, but
okay.
I wanted to thank you all
oh
for having
gosh.
Me on the
Joyce.
Show.
Joyce has another show. Another show.
Okay, thank you so
show.
Much.
Thank you,
no, have,
Joyce. She has her
you,
own show to go to. And
thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Joyce. We loved you.
Barbara, thank you. And Jonathan, thank you so much. It's really been a great pleasure. It's my honor. And I hope I can do it again. Thank you again, guys. Take care
of
yourself.
We will.
Wow,
we
had so much fun
to
see you.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi,
thank
Joyce.
You.
Love you. Johnny, hold on. Okay. Joyce, that was absolutely wonderful, Johnny. Now, we still have our caller, right? And your name's Donna, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Wow, wasn't that amazing? Here, you know, you've been having a heartbreak. You call in to Life, Laughter, Happiness podcast. You get to talk to one of the top 10 psychics in the world. And
wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 10 best-selling books. Wow. And then we, you know, we read a good reading for you, and then we kind of like dabbled in it a little bit more, Johnny and I, and we're realizing, hey, you know what? Between the psychic stuff and the human being stuff, we could figure this out. We could, like, get to the grit of it and get, like, dive deep and help you so much more quickly than if you just like sat home alone, didn't call and watch a TV show, right?
Right.
Wow. That's fun. I like it, Johnny. I like it. Donna?
Donna?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are you feeling now though? Are you going to have a skip in your step tomorrow morning?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've been doing a lot of stuff on my own and getting over that, and you guys really helped me a lot. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Where do you live again?
Oh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Okay. My second favorite football team was the Eagles because I was married to a person who was from Philadelphia.
Oh.
Better luck next year, right?
Yeah.
Are you an Eagles fan?
Yes. I kind of hopped on the bandwagon when they won, you know, last year. But, Yes,
well,
Eagles are my team.
For the Super Bowl. Okay, so the Eagles and my Seahawks are not going to be in the Super Bowl. We got that. Okay, but so Kansas City and the San Francisco 49ers, out of those two teams, who would you like? Who, are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, and I would say the 49ers.
Ah, really? Why? Oh, because I love Richard Sherman. Who do you love on the 49ers?
I'm not sure. I just always liked that team because my ex-husband liked them and I was so everything is 49ers and so that's what I'm
okay.
used to other than the Eagles.
Like the American way. But for me it's like Kansas City because I love Patrick Mahomes and I know one person who played and you know Nick the Kick who was on our show. I know him, and he was Kansas City. So it's so interesting, though. But I love America because wherever you go, whatever you do on the Super Bowl, hopefully you're there. But if you're not, you know, hopefully we can all come together, enjoy these wonderful athletes. And the reason I'm going into this, Johnny's probably wondering, is because our next show is going to be all about the freaking Super Bowl. Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you
that should
call
be fun.
In again, Donna?
Yes.
Awesome. I would love that. And we're going to do a recap. Well, we're going to do a couple shows before that because we go on every day. Sure. But after the Super Bowl, could you go on to our Life, Laughter, Happiness group page and know when we're going to do our Super Bowl after party? On Life, Laughter, Happiness, and call in that day. Will you?
Yes. And when is it? What is it called again?
Life, Laughter, Happiness is the name of our show, our podcast, which you are on live right now. I don't know how you ended up here if you don't even know our name. What? Johnny, what's going on here? How did she end up here? Well, anyway, we love you, and we're grateful for your phone call, and what a fantastic day for you to be able to talk to. Once a week, we have a wonderful psychic on our show, and we don't always know the actual day, but if you go on our Life, Laughter, Happiness group page, you'll always be able to see what we're talking about that day. And we welcome callers every single day, so it's a fun way to get on the show and enlighten us, and you know, hopefully we'll enlighten you on a few things and to go further in life and have some pizzazz and get that skip in your step the next day. I always say to Johnny, you know what? You give me a skip in my step.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I do. Don't I, Johnny? Johnny boy?
Yes, you do.
Don't I? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so cute how, you know, I would ask so many part questions, like 3 to 4 part questions to our wonderful psychic. She's like, no, what part of the question? It was so cute because I do that. But I got to get to the bottom of things real quick. And right now we're 13 minutes over our showtime. So I'm going to have to do the shout out, which means don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to hear yourself. On this show, you can go straight to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, log on there, and don't forget to subscribe because we'd love your support. You can listen to yourself on the show. So congratulations, callers. What was that?
I will do that, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome,
Barbara.
And make sure, Donna, that you tell your loved ones to do it too and your friends to subscribe and call in too. So, and don't forget, we also have an Instagram and a Twitter, and if you go to our website, you're going to be able to contact all of us. Love you. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, love you.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Barbara.
Good night. Bye.